Here's What You Shall Do by Walt Whitman. This is what you shall do. Love the earth and sun and the animals. Despise riches. Give alms to everyone that asks. Stand up for the stupid and crazy. Devote your income and labor to others. Hate tyrants. Argue not concerning God. Have patience and indulgence toward the people. Take off your hat to nothing known or unknown, or to any man or number of men. Grow freely with powerful, uneducated persons, and with the young and the mothers of families. Read these leaves in the open air, every season of every year of your life. Re-examine all you have been told, at school, at church, or in any book. Dismiss whatever insults your soul, and your very flesh shall be a great poem. This is Black Tuesday, and you have been inspired.
don't slow down from this place where I've been staying. It's Sunday morning and I'm sitting in my truck listening to my neighbors sing. 10 years ago I might have joined in, but don't time change those inclined to think less of what is written than what's wrote between the lines. 'Cause I know dreams of fellas are sleeping bad, and I know it's a sin putting words in the mouths of the dead. 'Cause I know for all my ruminations I can't change a thing. Still I hope there's others out there that are listening to the static on the
This is Senator John McCain, and I spent 8 years in a labor camp listening to WLBN, and it was the best time of my life. God bless America, and God bless Black Tuesday. Hey, good evening, America. You're listening to Black Tuesday, and this Tuesday fortunately happens to be election night in the United States of America. So we're going to have a shortened show because I think we've all got more important things to do tonight. So that first song you listened to was Static on the Radio by Jim White off his album Drill a Hole in That Substrate and Tell Me What You See. And then we had a guest spot from Senator John McCain, who fortunately is only going to be the Senator, John McCain. And you just heard was Hello by Jose Gonzalez off of his album In Our Nature. So we're going to kind of keep things rolling, keep things to a minimum here. Tyler's out of town campaigning for Senator, soon-to-be President Barack Obama. So we're going to have Girl from the North Country off of Bob Dylan's The Free Will and Bob Dylan. Let's get going.
If you're traveling in the North Country fire, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine. If you go when the snowflakes storm, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see she has a coat so warm to keep her from the howling wind. Please see if her hair hangs long, if it rolls and flows all down her breast. Please see for me if her hair's hanging long, for that's the way I remember her best. I'm wondering if she remembers me at all. Many times I've often prayed in the darkness of my night, in the brightness of my day.
This is Sarah Palin, and I'm reminding you to go out and vote today, don't you know? And if you do, well, we'll just come to your front door, Matt and I, and we'll just give you a big old hug, because you're our best friend. And thank you for listening to WLB, and you're just doing your great old American duty, don't you know?
Of silence from the room upstairs. were saying about you, that you're no fun since the war was won. In fact, you have become all of the things you've always run from. The ascent of Stan, this poor hippie man. Get rest while you can. So where'd the years go? All the time we had, being poor was not such a drag in hindsight. And you wonder why your father was so resigned. Scent of Stan, textbook hippie man. Textbook hippie man. Get rest while you can. Once you wanted revolution, now you're the institution.
Everyone, that was The Ascent of Sand by Ben Folds off of his very good album, Rockin' the Suburbs. So we're kind of, I'm kind of running down the time here. You know, we've all got more important things to do. So coming up next is Cuyahoga by Ariane. This is a song that holds a very, very important place in my heart. It's, you know, the river in Cleveland where I'm from, and it's, you know, hope you pay attention. This song's about some important things. It's about change you can believe in. So it's 10:19 and I'll be in Michigan, and it's 53 degrees.
Let's put our hands together and start a new country. Father's father tried. Skin that river.
Okay, so that was Cuyahoga by REM off of one of their live albums. So I'm looking at CNN.com right now, and right now it looks as though Barack Obama has 207 electoral votes. He needs 270 to win, and Senator John McCain has 135 votes to win. That's considering that they just counted Texas, which I don't even know why they didn't bother to count in the first place, although John McCain had 54% of the vote, and Senator Obama had 45% of the votes. So that's a lot closer, I think a lot of people would like to admit. However, that is this total right now is not counting the strongly Democratic states of California, Oregon, and Washington, keeping in mind that California has 555 electoral votes. So it looks as though I think maybe Senator Obama might be President Obama, so I hope that you're getting your electoral news from Black Tuesday right now. So, I mean, I'm not really sure what to say. You know, this is coming from an individual who, whose, you know, experience with elections so far has been, you know, President George W. Bush, who no one wants to, you know, kind of hard to, you know, my original intent with the show this week was to, you know, pick songs that kind of question where time has passed, you know, where have the last 8 years gone. So, you know, it's kind of a big turning point for members of my generation. So, you know, I'm holding out for the best right now, and I think things are looking good and change is going to come. So, whether or not that change is good or bad is yet to be seen. So, We were fortunate enough, however, to get a guest plug from the future president of the United States. So this is the last 4.5 minutes of our show. So thanks for listening. We're cutting it short. You know, I got to get home. Got to check CNN and see what's going to happen. So after that is "Here Comes the Sun" by the Beatles, and I think that's an appropriate song. So thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy what's going to happen next.
Well, you know, I rock radio, and I rock WLBN. My name is Barack Obama, and I think that college radio is good for hope and change and dreams. Yes, we can. The Audacity of Hope, November 4th.
It's all right.